This is Iconic with your hosts JM, Mark, and Nick.
It's a dragon. It's a white dragon wearing headphones.
White dragon or the white?
Well, that's I think what you're talking about as you guys
like,
are coming in.
I think it's a white dragon who's like, I'm going to listen to this podcast and I'm going to become a better white dragon. I'm going to be a threat. Welcome to the Iconic Podcast, where we talk about all things 13th age. I'm your host, JM, and with me are Nick and Mark.
Greetings.
Hello.
This is our episode zero, which will be our audition episode for you listeners. Lets you get to know us and kind of what Iconic is about. Nick, you want to tell us what Iconic is going to be about?
Well, it's going to be all about all things 13th age. We're going to explore the different icons and feats and different mechanic sections of it. JM and Mark are going to kind of be taking a look at the GM side of running a 13th age game, and Mark and I will be also looking at the player side of it. So hopefully we'll give a good flavor and good feel for all aspects of the game.
We're looking at doing shows that will last 30 to 45 minutes, so nothing too heavy, something you can listen to or from a commute, and releasing our episodes every other week with bonus episodes pretty much as often as we feel like, but they won't be part of our regular schedules. So right now, I thought we'd introduce the hosts, let you get to know us a little bit better. Let's start with Mark. Mark, how'd you get into gaming, and what are your favorite games right now?
I got into gaming in high school, way back in 1981. Played Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, now known as First Edition. Yes, I'm that old. Enjoyed it. First weekend was a 30-hour session, and I was hooked.
That's favorite a long
games.
Session.
It was. And there were some breaks in between, obviously, but I was gone all weekend. My parents were like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm playing this fantastic game. You've never heard of it." So AD&D, Advanced Dungeons and Dragons, first and second edition, I kind of lumped them together. It wasn't that much of a change. Is always got a secret place in my heart. The other games I liked are Shadowrun.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fell into that while I was in Yakima, Washington, and that was a big hit there. That was fun. And currently running, and thanks to JM, DCC, Dungeon Crawl Classics. It's a fun game.
And you're doing Keep on the Borderlands for them, converted
I
over,
am.
Right?
Nice. I'm converted B2, and they're having fun because that is just a classic. Go in, kill the monsters, loot, and have fun.
So why are you here? What is it about 13th Age that intrigued you?
I like it because it seems, so far I haven't played it a lot, played a couple one-shots, and it has that old-school feel to me, different from DCC where you're really the zero-level peasant who comes on, grows up to be something.
Mm-hmm.
Here you start out heroic.
Mm-hmm.
Different flavor, and that has its pluses too, and I like it. And just reading about it, I kind of like how they've put their tweaks on the game.
Awesome. Well, Nick, how about you? How did you get started gaming, and what are your favorite games right now?
Well, I got started. I'm relatively new to gaming. I started about a year and a half ago. Kind of watched in on a 4th edition D&D session for a couple weeks, and just was kind of hooked. I really enjoyed the feel of it, the flow of it, the storyline, the interaction of the different players. And then I started involved in a online game, which I think at that time it was based on the... Is it Heroic?
Hero System.
Mm-hmm. Not too much of a fan of that, but I think had I played at the table instead of online, it would have been a lot more fun. And just slowly been coming more and more immersed in gaming, getting more involved in it, doing a lot more research, a lot more reading, and loving everything I've coming across so far.
Excellent. So what is it about 13th Age that brought you to the podcast?
Well, I think that the things that really attracted me to 13th Age were... One, as a player, I felt like I was much more empowered in what was going on in the combat system and everything else. It seemed like a lot of the other games I played, you roll the dice, and if you didn't roll high enough, that was it. But there was a lot of other feats and stuff like that are available to a player that if you roll an even miss or an odd miss or something like that, other powers are then available. And I think that it's kind of that you start out as a hero and... Doesn't matter, even if you miss, you're still dealing out damage and you still are able to do heroic things. And the other aspect of it that I really liked was it wasn't, while the combat was awesome, it's not the main focus of the game. I didn't feel like it was really combat heavy. There's a lot more to the story side of it. And the more I'm getting involved in gaming, the more I really like the narrative and that storytelling side of things.
Awesome. Well, I'm JM, and I got into gaming in junior high. We sat down to, I had this book, Heroes Unlimited by Palladium, and was hooked. Never actually got to play it. Somebody else saw me reading it and invited me to join a GURPS game, and we played one session of that, and it was the most painful role-playing experience of my life, and I showed up at the lunch table the next day going, I think I can do better than this, and I've been GMing pretty much ever since. Right now, games that I'm really into are Adventure Conqueror King, old-school feel. It's a clone of probably closest to Rules Cyclopedia, and Numenera, Monty Cook's science fantasy game. I like Numenera for the same reasons I like 13th Age, and that's what brought me here. It's very narrative. I've always been a story-driven GM, and I like the way the icons work. I like the fact that we've got enough of a rule set for combat that it's interesting and tactical, yet still flows very fast. So that's where I'm coming from, and as Nick said, Mark and I are going to be looking at the GM side of things, and Mark and Nick are also going to be looking at the player side of things. So now we're going to tell you a little bit about the goals of the podcast. Again, we're trying to keep episode zero as short as possible, just a brief introduction. So these are the segments we're going to be looking at in Iconic. The first one is One Unique Thing, where we'll be talking about the rule segments of 13th Age and kind of what makes 13th Age so unique.
And then after that, we're going to start looking at the different icons, how you could use them, introduce them as a GM and as a player, how you can interact with them and accelerate your gameplay.
We'll also be doing something called Claw, Claw, Bite. I'm talking about monsters unique to 13th Age and mm-hmm. how you can use them, what makes them unique, and the big question, why are white dragons so weak?
That's right. Why are white dragons so weak? If you take a look at our logo, it's definitely a white dragon, and sometime we will get into that, but this is neither the time nor the place. We'll be doing reviews of the books, not just the core rule book, but also all of the adventures that are coming out for 13th Age and 13 True Ways when it hits at Gen Con.
We'll also be looking at the different classes introduced in the system and how they interact with each other.
And we'll be looking at world creation.
Yeah, how we can take 13th Age and apply it to different worlds. We also want to have segments provided by you, the listeners, the fans of 13th Age. There's a really great community, both on the forums, on Google+, on Facebook. We'd like to hear your voicemails, your emails, your questions, your comments, perhaps even if you have a segment idea that you want to record and send in. We'd love to discuss that with you. Finally, we also have interviews, some of which are already lined up. Won't go too much into that as episode zero will quickly, hopefully, become dated. But if you're listening now, listen to episode 3, Tim Brown of Dragon Kings, who has a new new world book that's just coming out, is going to be on here. It's got a 13th Age rule set for it. And we'll be trying to have the people behind 13th Age on as often as we can. All right, everybody, thanks for listening to episode zero. A special thanks to Cody, who designed our logo. We'll put his website in the show notes so that you can go hit him up and pay him for the wonderful work that he does.
Well, you've been listening to the Iconic Podcast.
If you have any questions or comments, you can contact us at whitedragon@iconicpodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 720-924-1706.
And check out iconicpodcast.com for news, updates, and new episodes.
Thanks for listening.